Well, this Sunday, September 26th, is county final day in Longford. Longford Slashers taking on Dromard in this year's decider for the Sean Connolly Cup. I've been talking to Longford County Board PRO John Duffy, a Dromard man at heart, about this county final and also to the Longford Leader's sports editor, Pádraig O'Brien. Pádraig, we'll start with you and looking ahead to this county final. Is this the year finally for Slashers to go and do it?
Well, I should hope so, Fintan, for obvious reasons. But I think Dennis Connerton has made a huge difference this year. He's kind of transformed the team. They're sticking to rigidly to a game plan throughout the championship, defending very well, and forwards getting the vital scores, and particularly Colin Smith, who was, I think he has 126 scored in the championship to date. And there seems to be a lot more method about their play this year. And of course, then going into a county final against Dromard is always going to be difficult, but they have suffered a huge blow with the loss of Francis McGee, who was out injured.
So is there a confidence then within the club that, you know, despite the good run of form, that they can actually go and do the business when it matters on county final day and lift this cup?
Well, I would hope so, Fintan. They didn't do it 2 years ago against Colin McKill. They flopped on the day, let's be honest about it. And they were well beaten. They were beaten, I think, 13-7. Also lost the final in 2006. So, I mean, how many more finals do you have to lose to win one? We lost one in 97 against Father Manny Gales, but... Dromard in the final, I suppose the best two teams in the county this year are in the county final. I think everybody would agree with that. But Slashers are going to face a very difficult game against a Dromard team who are a very determined bunch of guys, have been in the situation before, lost the final last year, would be mad keen to win it this year, and won a couple of titles 2005-2007, and a very good manager in Sean Hagan.
All right, John Duffy, what's your view of things? Obviously, the Francis McGee news has, I suppose, dampened the enthusiasm from a Dromard point of view for this final.
Well, it has dampened the enthusiasm initially anyway. I suppose the injury which occurred almost 3 weeks before the game, I suppose that in itself is the only good thing about it, in that it gives the team a chance to get used to the idea of playing without him. But certainly it dampens the enthusiasm, certainly initially. But I'm sure as the game approaches and as we get closer to the game, and the team will know that they're without him, so it would be worse if it happened maybe a day or two beforehand. So they'll have to just get over that. You know, they know in their hearts that Francis McGee has been their key player for the past 5 years, like, and that they have two championship medals, one really on the strength of Francis McGee's scoring ability, and, like, I mean, 7 points in both county finals which they won. We remember last year in the drawn game against Clongish were well on top in that first game as well. At one stage I took a couple of wonder scores from McGee from 50 yards out, and then from way out on the left hand side a magnificent score as well that brought the game level, and that's the type of player he is, I suppose. In big games he has always come to the fore for Dromard, so now it's up to the rest of them, I suppose, to try and see if they can come to the for the, you know, they know they're without him, so it's certainly a huge blow. There was a league game as well during the week there, and I suppose worryingly Dermot Masterson went off injured before half time, and he didn't emerge for the second half anyway with a bad knee injury, so I know that they'll be working hard to have him back, because, I mean, if he's unable to start the county final, it'll be another huge blow to the team. You know, I know I was at a training session there a couple of days ago, and it was like a hospital ward rather than a training session. There were so many fellas not able to train, but, you know, again, with a couple of weeks to go, you'd hope that all those sort of things will clear up, and everybody, I suppose, that's able to play will certainly be saying that if they're anyway able, they'll say they are able and get out. But they would need to be 100% to trouble Longford Slashers, because without McGee, he's their talisman, of course. It's going to be a huge uphill battle, and you know, as Pádraig has said there, the Dromard are used to being in finals as well. They've played in 05 and 07, and then in two games last year, take the likes of Damien Sheridan and Cathal Conafrey and Jamesy Martin. I'd say this is probably their seventh time going into a county final day between replays and everything else, so it's nothing new to them. But again, it's nothing new to Slashers, so both teams are very hungry. Dromard very hungry after last year, after losing by a point in a replay. It was a heartbreaking defeat, so it is really restored the hunger in the team. As you said, it dampened the enthusiasm with McGee's injury, but they'll have got over that by county final day, I've no doubt, whatever 15 that Sean Hagan is able to pick or able to put out on the field.